Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. The band La Luz from California has a dreamy, distinctive sound. It's a blend of psychedelic surfy guitar with 60s girl group harmonies. It's a great sound, and you can hear it on their most recent album called Floating Features, which brings the quartet to our Soundcheck studio today. And they're going to start us off with a live performance of a song called Cicada. Here's the band, La Luz. Song is called Cicada from the band La Luz, the California-based quartet here with us in our New York studios. You'll find that on their most recent album called Floating Features. Let me introduce you to the members of the band. Shayna Cleveland on vocals and guitar, Lena Simon on bass and vocals. Behind our drum kit is Marianne Lupino, and the band's keyboard player is Alice Sandel. She couldn't make it for this trip, and Will Sprott is filling in for her. Shayna, welcome to Soundcheck, or should I call you Rhonda T. Firefly?
Yes.
I love the video for this song, which
Thanks.
Is essentially like the overwrought credits for a Mexican telenovela.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, whose idea was that? Did any of you grow up with those TV shows?
I did.
Marianne did.
Marianne did.
Not the Mexican ones. My family's from Chile, so we watched like South American telenovelas, but you know,
but
close
but
enough.
Just as angst-ridden and
of
over
course,
the
yeah,
top.
Yeah, dramatic.
It's a hilarious video for the song Cicada. The sound of this album, Floating Features, seems a little different from the two records that have come before. How much of that is down to the new producer, Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, and how much of it was, you know, you guys heading out in that direction anyway?
Well, it's, you know, it's always hard to say, but we had a pretty clear idea of what we wanted before we went into the studio, and it was certainly nice to be able to work in such a nice studio and just have access to a lot of different instruments. So, the studio itself definitely played a role in the sound, but we had really sort of worked on demoing these songs and coming up with ideas for them for quite a while before we went in.
And the songs, a lot of them seem to come from the same sort of place. I mean, there's a lot of dream imagery that recurs throughout this record.
Yeah.
Were they intended? I mean, do you see this? I mean, it's not maybe a concept record, but is there something other than the sound of the band that ties these songs together?
I do sort of think of it as a concept album.
Okay.
At least personally, I feel like I started to see that theme emerge, and I intentionally followed it down some paths. So, in my mind, it is a bit of a concept album, even if that's not a narrative that we're totally throwing out there.
Right, and the concept being what?
Dreams,
dream theory.
Yeah, just sort of dreams at large. We moved to Los Angeles as a band about 2.5 years ago. So all these songs were written in California, and you know, it's a cliche, you know, California dreams, but
right.
But it is undeniably dreamy, and it's also quite surreal and nightmarish. So I felt like there was just a lot to draw from, and the songs were just sort of following that path, and so it became like intentional to just see where that went. And also, I just think the sound of the band has sort of become more dreamy as time goes on, and we sort of mind meld a little bit. The harmonies have gotten a little thicker, and there's something super dreamy about four-part harmonies, you know, I think especially sort of female four-part harmonies.
Well, and especially when those harmonies are kind of set in a wash of, you know, electric guitar and electric bass and, you know, amps to 11 and, you know, Marianne as well. In a way, you know, this almost like a shoegazy thing. I don't know if that was...
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought so. Especially with that song with Cicada, you know, it had that sort of My Bloody Valentine kind of... You know, where you have these lush, beautiful vocals, but they're kind of buried in a very edgy, rough-edged mix.
Yeah, it's almost like I feel like I can't sing any other way besides in a sort of dreamy way. And so, and it's weird the juxtaposition of, you know, you get these really tight rhythms, and then to have this sort of really relaxed vocal over the top, I think makes it sort of feel a little psychedelic in a way, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Despite all this, Lena, the record still has a kind of a live feel to it.
Yeah, we did record all of the basic tracks live together. So it was, all the drum tracks and bass and basic guitars and keyboards were all done together in a room straight to tape. And then we did all of that other stuff. We added, a ton of stuff on there. But
right.
Yeah, it is live.
And so you may have added a ton of stuff without losing that kind of feeling of a band in a room playing together, which is a pretty neat trick, actually.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing, too, like just listening back to those basic tracks and being like, oh, wow, it already sounds like really full. It's like, oh, what else can we add? A lot.
As it turns out, yeah. The band is La Luz, originally from Seattle. So is this the first record that you've made since moving to California?
Yeah, although we did record the last album in California, too. But
you were still a Seattle band.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're here in New York. Let's hear another song. You want to do The Creature next?
Yeah.
All right. This is from the album called Floating Features. It's a live performance from the band La Luz. the Creature is the name of the song. The band is La Luz, performing live here in the Soundcheck studio, some songs from their latest record called Floating Features. And even though the name of the band is La Luz, the light in Spanish, but Shayna, it seems from the beginning you guys had this kind of nocturnal, noirish sound in mind.
Yeah. It's sort of like, I guess you can't have shadows without light. It feels like the band's always had a lot of duality.
And in terms of musical influences, I mean, surf guitar is kind of an obvious one, but Lena, there's a song on the album called Walking Into the Sun that has a kind of a doo-wop character to it.
Yeah.
So is that part of the DNA of this band as well?
We've always been collectively really into like old 60s music and all that stuff, like doo-wop bands. And I think that always shows through, and especially when you have the opportunity like a ballad in 3 or 6/8 meter, it's like, it feels so good to just actually say the words doo-wop.
Which you actually do, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
That is the phrase in the back at the doo-wop.
We go there.
Yeah, I was like, should we do that?
I know.
We're still questioning it, I think.
Not sure if we made the right decision.
No, I think, I mean, you know, it was done with kind of like a wink and a nod. You know,
it
was definitely knowingly put in there.
Yeah.
What about... you know, Dick Dale, the surf guitar, Shayna, that seems to be kind of an influence on you. What kind of guitar music did you grow up listening to?
I guess just the Beatles and the band. My dad was really into the band, and the guitar player that I really love the most is Takeshi Terauchi, a Japanese player from the 60s. I started playing to like the Ventures in Link Ray,
mm-hmm.
and then when I found him, I couldn't really listen to anything else as far as surf. So yeah, that's my number one.
He was a surf guitarist.
Yeah, just a little wilder and more different.
Yeah, and then there's like this the Sergio Leone movies. What's his name? Ennio Morricone.
Yeah,
you know that sound world seems to be very much a part of what you guys do as well.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like there's a bit of dustiness, a little desert in there.
Even in L.A., where you all now reside.
Yeah,
Shayna, you're part of this event we're doing in the Green Space, which is curated by Fabi Reina of She Shreds magazine, the magazine devoted to women bassists and guitarists. So do you have kind of an association with her? And
yeah, she's our good buddy.
She's our best friend.
Yeah, she really is.
We met her. I think they were on like their third issue or something. We did an interview with She Shreds really early on, and she made us breakfast. And then the rest is history. We've been on some tours with her band, Savila, and
they're so good.
Yeah. But the band is here today playing some songs from the most recent album called Floating Features. Shayna, you were mentioning before that it is kind of a concept album. Were there kind of orphaned songs that were left behind because they didn't sort of fit the theme of the record?
Not because of that, but yeah, there's always a lot of orphans.
Oh, that's so sad.
Super sad.
Put it
where
like
do they
that.
Go? Do they have a place to live?
Maybe someday.
Yeah, aww. They come back sometimes.
Or they turn into other songs sometimes, too.
They get a benefactor like Annie.
Nope.
Yeah. Not, never mind.
Oh, like the child?
Yeah, the child.
The musical mind. Child.
Yeah, I was wondering what. Should I know who Annie is?
Yeah.
But yes, it's the little girl with the curls. Okay, yeah. That Annie. So when you guys are touring, when you're playing, you know, do those other songs kind of find a life on the road, or you just kind of keep those and keep those for down the road for next album or something?
Sometimes a couple of them have found their way onto like 7 inches. Or at least one of them. But yeah, we don't really, once they're gone, they're just kind of gone, I think.
Mm. No, that is sad.
I mean, unless they come back, they might come back for another album. There's one instrumental that we recorded and I really love.
Oh, yeah.
And I really want that to be on an album someday. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll probably bring them back.
This album starts with an instrumental.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of got that early to mid 60s vibe going. It's actually the opening track on the record.
Mm-hmm.
A great introduction.
Title track.
Title track, right. But why don't we hear another song, which is to say a song with words and lyrics and the whole bit. It's called California Finally. So this seems like it is pretty much a product of the band having picked up and moved from Seattle to L.A.
Yeah, it's sort of a dark song about how happy I am to be living in California.
Nicely put. Let's hear a live performance. The band is La Luz, live on Soundcheck. That is the band La Luz and the song California Finally from their latest album called Floating Features, live performance here in the studio. And Lena, Shana, and I have been talking about surf guitar. Is there a surf bass guitar?
That's a good question.
It's not really, but it just...
I don't know. I guess I haven't really thought about it. I feel like I draw most of my influences from, I mean, really... Paul McCartney, I have to say. Just well, you're like guitar bass, guitar playing bassists.
Yeah.
Really.
So, I mean, your actual bass guitar, if you were a lefty, it's right. almost got the kind of shape of one of his old basses.
Just trying to meet Paul, you know.
And Marianne, I mean, you know, is there something in the drumming that says, you know, that 60s California sunny, surfy vibe?
I mean... You could do a surf beat, and there you go. That's all it takes.
What is the surf beat?
Yeah, hey, that you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. You know, that fun.
Oh,
little,
okay.
That's
all right.
Surf beat.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Well, the play of light and dark, the play of simple with, you know, lots of layering of different sounds. I mean, all of that comes into play in the new record, which is called Floating Features from the band La Luce. It's been great having you here with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.